now tuned in to New York's very own Minx Couture. All the opinions and views expressed on this show are from mine and mine only. I take responsibility for everything I say.
Yo.
And if you're gonna be all up in your feelings,
don't say that. This ain't the platform for you, bruh, bruh. This ain't the platform for you. What's up, everybody? This is everyone's favorite Minx. And I want to talk about something real quick today because I'm a little bit tired of social media's bullshit. And, you know, I've just been talking to a couple of people behind the scenes because, you know, we're all, you know, seeing the same thing. You know, we're seeing that there seems to be something fishy going on with the application that we call TikTok. And I got something to say. And I have questions, so I'm going to present it. And whether people like it or not, I don't give a flying. Okay. So these damn ads. Okay. So I'm going to show you guys two videos. And this is no shade to the creator. I got questions. And I don't think people see things the same way that I do. So I saved the two videos and blocked the creator. I have to, because I'm like, I don't want you popping up on my feed ever again. Okay, so I downloaded the videos. I saved it because I don't know what's going to happen from this. They'll say, oh, you know, it didn't go down like that, or whatever the case may be. So we're going to watch both videos and I'm going to provide my commentary. Okay, so here we go. Wait, not this one, this one.
Out of the Kardashians, the shade room might be the worst thing to ever happen to the Black community. They post these clickbait articles. They post one part of the story, especially when it comes to politics, one part of the story. And then I see for a week, y'all talking shit on y'all stories about the one part that they posted, never taking the time to actually read what the fuck is going on. So we're going to talk about what's happening with Maui and the $700 that Biden is sending. It's a national disaster, a hurricane, a flood, a wildfire, whatever. The governor of the state where that took place has to request that the president declare a national disaster. It is not automatically a national disaster. They do not automatically receive federal funds because something wild happens in the state. They have to request that from the president. If the president says, yes, that is some wild shit, we need to help y'all, it is then that is a national disaster, and it is then that FEMA will send funds immediately. Now, the president does not have the power, I repeat, does not have the power to decide how much those funds are. FEMA is an office within the Department of Homeland Security, okay? They are funded by Congress. They are funded by Congress through regular appropriations and supplemental appropriations. Supplemental appropriations typically come around November at the end of hurricane season. Now, we are almost out of money for FEMA. Why? Because wild shit keeps happening because of climate change. If you think about all the wildfires, the hurricanes, things that have been happening over the past year, it is way more than normal. So our budget cannot keep up with the amount of money that FEMA is having to dole out. So once the governor reaches out to the president and says, hey, we need help, this is the kind of help we need. There are two kinds of help that the federal government can do. It can be emergency aid or it can be disaster aid. Emergency aid was like the coronavirus. Disaster aid are natural disasters. That's what's happening right now in Maui. When you have disaster aid, there are three types of aid that go out. One, individual. That's the $700 payments. Two, infrastructure for the local and state municipalities. And three, money for hazard, so getting things out of the road, restoring power lines, things like that. Okay, so the $700 those people got are just for them. That does not count all the other aid that is already there on the ground. FEMA is meant to supplement, not be a replacement for local aid. So like 50,000 cots have gone out, 50,000 free meals, all this stuff has gone out for the people on the ground. Nor does that count the $12.1 billion that the Biden administration has asked Congress to approve to send over there. How do I know this? One, I read. Two, my mother works for FEMA. So when y'all are online making comments like, but we sent all this money to the Ukraine. Do you do foreign policy? Do you understand why we sent money to the Ukraine? I thought you'd never ask.
Here's the funny part. The funny part about that is that nobody fucking asked. Nobody asked. Nobody asked. So, of course, you know, I know I say I have two videos for you, but let's continue, okay? So, I'm a person that sees shit like this, and I'm just like, where did you come from? Where did you come from with this disinformation, right? So when I said, okay, let me see some other videos. I want to see, you know, what else you're talking about. I don't see anything else. All I see is two videos. The one that we just watched and the one, and these, both of these videos have accumulated a lot of views. A lot of views in 2 days. But I have a couple of questions, So I'm going to play the second one. Right. And then you'll see where my questions have arisen. OK. Or risen, whatever fucking way you want to put it. OK. Let's watch the second one.
In 1949, the United States entered something called the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO. It was formed after what's that? Oh, World War II, when niggas was just pulling up on the countries and taking over. OK. Countries got together. 33 of them got together and was like, that's probably not what's best. We should secure world peace type shit and make sure this doesn't happen again. Who wants World War III? We was like, cool, especially since America waited to the very last minute after pump faking like we didn't see what was going on in Germany with Hitler and Stalin. So we entered NATO, okay? War breaks out with Russia and Ukraine. Russia, big bully, okay? They at Ukraine neck like, nah, we taking it. Ukraine is looking at NATO like, nigga, help me. America looked around NATO and was like, I guess we did sign up for this, so I guess we're gonna have to help you. America is helping for two reasons, two main reasons, let me say. One, to stop Putin, okay? We don't want him coming over here trying to declare war. In your lifetime, has there ever been a war on American soil? Do you know when the last war on American soil was? Don't worry, I'll wait. Because niggas don't try us. We want to keep it that way. So we want to stop Putin, number one. Two, we want to look like the good humanitarian people that we propagate that we are to the world. The land of the free, the home of the brave. So we are sending money. How much have we sent? About $76 billion. Now that sounds like a shit ton of money. I understand that. However, let me direct your eyes to this here chart. This chart is a breakdown on Ukraine support by gross domestic product, GDP. This chart shows that countries that are significantly smaller than the United States have sent significantly more in comparison to their GDP. What am I saying? This is like the friend that's racked up, that's got all the diamonds, got the Louis bag, that drive the G-Wagon, saying, I only had the salad when y'all go to dinner. Babe, we saw you with the steak. That's what this is equivalent to. So yes, we sent $76 billion over there, but let me tell you, we spent $877 billion on our military last year. That was our military budget. So yes, it seems like a lot, but in comparison, it's a drop in the bucket. This whole rant is to say, stop getting your important news from the fucking shade room. They propagate lies. They make the black community look like fucking coons, Amos and Andy. And just stop and read the shit for yourself, please.
I like the gaslighting, the gaslighting, trying to make us sound like we are uneducated, that we don't read for ourselves, which we have read for ourselves, right? A couple of points that I want to make. She said that her mother worked for FEMA in the first video, right? But nobody questioned where she works or worked. Public affairs associate. A lot of people don't know what public affairs is about. These are people that pretty much give you all your pacifiers, your milk, and your blankies, and tells you to go take a fucking nap. That's what they do. okay? In the comments. You see them in the comments. You can sense when they're in the comments because they're always going against what the popular opinion is, right? But I find this a little confusing because on her link tree, right? Because if we go back to her page, she has this link tree, copy and paste, right? Most people just have link tree, https://linktree.com/the name. Not all of this, question mark, whatever, whatever. So they copied and pasted from a browser. Interesting. The other thing that I noticed is that on her original post, you're unable to click on the... You're not able to click on anything. It looks like it was uploaded. This was a video that was uploaded. That's why she only has two posts. And I'm not interested in clicking on the Instagram because let's be honest, nobody's really on Instagram like that. If you are on Instagram, you're on Instagram just watching a bunch of repurposed shit. You're not really on here trying to build a platform. Nobody is. And if they are, it's because it's repurposed shit from TikTok. That's just what we do. That's just what it is. This TikTok is the main and Instagram is the backup page. Okay. So I click on, you know, the LinkedIn, the link in the bio, right? I see a bunch of op-eds and, you know, shit like that. My friends call me Olivia Pope. See, that's the thing that caught me, because when people tell you who they are, please believe it the first time. So she told you who she was, Olivia Pope. And Olivia Pope was about public affairs, making, you know, evaluating the operations involving the public, you know, providing guidance, right? I know it says public affairs officers, but this is what people in public affairs do. Okay, people in public affairs have to go out to the public and put their ear to the ground and see what we're talking about. And as you can see, what she did was very smart. They're trying to get black people because let this person pass by. Hold on, let me close my door. Okay, so they're trying to, you know, I felt like this was a huge code switch in this video. This video was a huge code switch for me because you're dropping the N-word, right? Dropping the N-word, right? Come on, Minx, you really going to base the N-word shit? I mean, isn't she? No, the thing is that when you have black creators that drop that word, okay, what happens is that we get that post taken down expeditiously. So we try our best to use terms like ninja or whatever. And I know you don't need this in a conversation. I get it. We don't need it. How come y'all could say it and we can't? We're not here for that. I'm here about the facts. This was to get black people. This was a lasso to get black people to look over here. You guys are basically dumb coons to her because you don't read. You see, the thing is that it's not the fact that people don't read. It's the fact that people don't discern. Okay. Even a headline should be enough to discern a person to read a full article or know that this is going to be clickbait for other people to get caught up in. Shade Room had absolutely nothing to do or talk about this talking point. She just wanted to have a reason to say ninja, okay? I'm just keeping it a buck. And you know what makes me laugh too? This is totally a marketing thing. Because of the fact that she is coming off as if, you know, I'm just an intelligent black person here? Because you look in the comments, you have people saying, oh my gosh, you're so articulate. You're very smart. Yeah. They sent you the token, ladies and gentlemen. The token. Okay? Because I go and I type in the username in Google, and this is the first thing that pops up that I see about this person. Not a person that has been having a footprint on social media. Everything in this footprint starts and ends about the $700 Maui situation for y'all. For y'all. Okay? But let's talk about something. Let's come out of this for a second. Because there's a reason for my rant today. Now, the other day, last night or so, there was an incident that happened with Shade Room where they kind of gaslit, which this is how I know Shade Room is on, they're on payroll. They gaslit this gentleman on TikTok who's very intelligent, extremely intelligent. He knows how to drag you without having to be belligerent. He just presents the facts. And he basically told a story about how Shade Room tried to gaslight him over a post or his rant or his drag regarding the $700 thing. See, that's why I'm saying that the timing is interesting. I'm just looking for the Shade Room. Because this was a Shade Room cleanup. This is 100% a Shade Room cleanup. So Shade Room TikTok. That's what I'm going to type into the... I'm going to type into the search engine on Twitter. Okay. So this gentleman here, this is what I'm going to present. This gentleman here, I know you know this guy. He went off on I believe, Biden. Right? Let's watch this one. Watch only, huh?
I take actually a lukewarm take if you've actually been fucking paying attention. The Shade Room, when it comes to information, is one of the worst things that has ever happened to the black community. Oh no, what the Shade Room do? Stick with me, because this is actually insane. I know we've all heard about it at this point. Joe Biden announced a $700 payment to the families who are affected by the fires that have happened recently in Maui. And before I continue, as the number of lives that have been claimed by this fire continue to rise, I hope we can all understand how much a threat climate change is. My sincerest condolences go out to everybody who's been affected by the fires, and I hope for a speedy recovery for the entire state of Hawaii.
I'm just going to say this, though. I don't believe in fucking climate change on this level, in this magnitude. I believe in climate change. I don't believe that this is being done by the climate. I think this change is being pushed and forced, okay, by man-made shit that's going on. So I just want to be very fucking clear. A lot of these activists, I get it, but a lot of them are very confusing because they're not looking into the full big picture. They don't want to go in too hard, okay? But let's continue. Let's continue to see this take.
Have thoughts and prayers because we need action. We've been needed action. With all that being said, let's talk about what is true and what isn't true and why this discourse is making me literally nauseous. So if you aren't aware that the Shade Room is...
God damn it. Hold on, my shit is slow. Sorry about that. But in general, I'm doing this from my phone, but in general, JJ, right? I don't know if you guys saw, you know, recently, this is the video that...
So many of you have seen this video.
This is the video that went viral or is going viral because of Shade Room covering up their shit. So that what we just saw was the original video when he was talking about his concerns about the Maui response. Now, this is the video that has been going viral on Twitter because he basically exposed the Shade Room. So let's have a look. It's a little lengthy, but let's have a look.
video that I made recently about the Shade Room and the Maui situation, and I didn't expect it to blow up on Instagram as much as it did. And lo and behold, the founder of the Shade Room saw my video and came into my comment section. She then says, fake news. If you go to the post on TSR that he's talking about in this video and look at the second slide, you will see that my team reported on FEMA providing resources to residents. You only posted the first slide here. The POTUS Twitter account addressed their efforts in Maui, so we posted the tweets in our article. Now, stick with me, because this is gonna get crazy. Let me tell you about what happened after this, and I'm going to assume the best possible intentions. I was getting my hair cut when I saw this comment, along with the multitude of other comments she left, going back and forth with people in my comment section asking if they verified what I actually said in the video. And mind you, I saw every slide of the post, but I wanted to be doubly sure that I wasn't lying to you guys and that I didn't miss something. So I went to go look for the post, and for about 15 minutes, I don't see any post about Joe Biden anymore. You know how you'll like scroll through and you'll probably like not look correctly so then it seems like the post is gone? I was aware that this is what could have been happening, so I decided to click and scroll one by one. I'm looking at the dates to show where the video should be posted, and I don't see any Joe Biden video. I then, after having double triple checked for about 15 minutes and telling my barber about it while it's going on, went into my group chat and said, hey, the Shade Room founder's in my comments and they took the post down, and I explained what was going on. I then responded with this comment where I begin by saying, funnily enough, the original post is no longer up. She then shoots back, let's address the first lie. The post is still up on our platform and website. I then decided to record myself scrolling, as I didn't take screenshots before I responded to her comment to see if I genuinely missed something. And lo and behold, here's the post right here. Now, I know for a fact that it was not there when I was looking originally, but I have no way of proving that to you guys, so take that with a grain of salt, and I'm going to assume that I just missed it. However, I'm not gonna lie to you, and I still think this to this day, I'm assuming that they archived it after seeing the heat that they were receiving, considering that the founder came to my comment section, and then when she had gotten to a back and forth with me, and she realized that the post had been taken down, she ordered it to be put back up. Now again, I have no way of proving that, but I decided to get a little curious. Me and my brother figured that if this post has been up the entire time and nothing happened to it, then it should still be up on all other Shade Room social media, right? Notice these posts that are immediately around the Joe Biden post. And let's check Facebook, where we see this post of Krishan Rock, which is this post right here. We then see this post about Simone Biles and these bags, which is this post right here. We even see this story about Cash Doll's team posted twice, or this post right here. But the Joe Biden post is nowhere to be found on Facebook. Now I'm going to assume they don't post everything on every single site. But given what we've seen so far, I personally think just skipping the story about Joe Biden and Maui is kind of a weird choice. But nevertheless, let's go check Twitter then. We see the post about Cash Doll's team again. We see the Krishan Rock story again. We do see a couple stories like these that weren't on Facebook. But then we see this post, which corresponds to the one on Instagram right here. Then we see this post, which corresponds to the post on Instagram right here. Then we see this post, which corresponds to this here. Then we see the bags again. The post that's supposed to be right before Joe Biden. And if you look on Facebook and Twitter, the posts that are supposed to be all leading up to the Joe Biden one follow in almost the exact same way. Am I saying they archived it on Instagram and deleted it everywhere else and they couldn't bring back the deleted one so they just reposted it on Instagram? No, I have no evidence. So at the very minimum, let's check the website. I mean, the founder of the Shade Room quite literally says it's a lie, it's still up on our platform and website. So I checked the website. I type Joe Biden here for search results on the video section and we'll see what pops up. Nothing. I then search Maui in the video section. Nothing. I search Maui.
See, you get the drift. You know what I'm saying? You get the drift. Something fishy is going on. Something fishy is going on, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm not dating a white.
See, this is what they're doing. This is what they be talking about. Something fishy is going on, ladies and gentlemen. And I think it's quite strange that Shade Room is in the conversation within the Black community right now because of this Maui incident. They are trying to get the Black people to look at Joe Biden and his administration as if they have been saviors, okay? They have been saviors. We're just keeping up with our treaty. We're just doing what we... The man, Biden, the man said no comment. That doesn't alarm anybody. It doesn't matter what the fuck Shade Room says. The president of the United States, the POTUS, said no comment when questioned by reporters about what happened in Maui. Even if you didn't have all the facts and details, Mr. President, your comment should have been my thoughts and prayers are with the people and families and businesses and the country who is suffering behind. Major loss. The country, the USA. We have family over in Hawaii, Maui. Your thoughts and prayers would have been nice. But it seems like they're not praying for anybody. They're praying on everybody. Getting people to sell their fucking land in a time of devastation. Now, these fucking TikTok influencers, we have to talk about this again. We have to revisit this again. Because how many times have I told y'all that there are influencers on social media that has been employed by the Biden administration to infiltrate our comment sections and to send people who are specialists in public relations to sway the public opinion? When are y'all going to wake up to that? I wrote several articles on this. One of my favorites is on Substack. Substack. I'm going to find it for you guys. This is vehemently fucking bullshit. In my article here, talking about, I put this up March the 2nd, 2023. Okay. I'm fucking trembling because I'm mad. I'm pissed. We're being rused again. The Biden influencers, these folks who sat here and told the fucking public that they were on a chat with the White House via Zoom to talk about the possibility of nuclear, what to do in a nuclear situation. The White House briefing TikTok stars about the war in Ukraine. Why is the White House briefing motherfuckers that just want to advertise shit in a TikTok shop?
Bruh.
When are we going to fucking wake up? Biden brings in TikTok stars to help sway public opinion over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. They told you what the fuck this is, and they told you what time it is. And what makes me so mad is how the hell do y'all not see that these quote-unquote influencers are part of the opposition? TikTok confirms that its own employees can decide what goes viral. Remember that? Remember when I talked about that? These videos... Hold on. Went viral. The only two videos that is on this content creator's page. My friends call me Olivia Pope. Y'all know who the fuck Olivia Pope is. But let's go back. Let's go back. Give me a second. I'm all over the place. All right, so back to this situation. Why isn't this shit popping up now? I'm just going to keep talking until it decides to work. I'm tired, y'all. I'm tired of you guys falling for the bullshit. Why is my window capture not working now all of a sudden? I'm going to have to add another one. Window capture. Can we capture my window, please? Thank you. That's all I'm asking. Should be acting fugazi around here. Now, Oracle, you know, talking about Oracle and how they mysteriously got in the middle of the mix of trying to prove that TikTok had a loophole, a security risk. Okay. We do not find out news from the news. We find out news from the people. The people that are personally there. That's who we find out the news from. And now y'all are talking about getting rid of TikTok because you're sneaking it into a clause of a law that has nothing to do with TikTok at all. You're trying to just sneak it in there, right? I just find it very interesting. Those who do not know their past are doomed to repeat it. And this is why I write these articles. I write these articles. I call them Biden influencers. You already know what's going to happen now because we know what's happening right now. Dozens of Twitch streamers, YouTubers, and TikTokers are helping the White House. Why are y'all helping the White House? Y'all supposed to be on this fucking bitch dancing.
Bruh.
Y'all supposed to be fucking lip singing.
Surprise, motherfucker.
That's what the fuck y'all supposed to be doing. We need people that went to school and are actually in the position to talk to the public, influence the public. Just sell your little fucking bowls and spoons. Why are y'all selling out the country? Because you are an influencer. That's the shit that I don't get. I will always use my platform to speak the truth and nothing but the truth. Always. I tell everybody what I'm into, right? What I'm into. And I want to show everybody that I am a person that has done everything they can to secure their platform so they can tell the truth, right? I don't need a platform. I have my own. Because I want you guys to see that on here, this is Muckrack, right? Muckrack? I made sure that I covered all of my ends and fronts. From talking about things on a press level, I don't cover lies. You see what it says that? I don't cover lies. And I talk about society issues and social media discussions. You can Google me, bitch. This is what comes up. But you Google people and their LinkedIn pops up that they are involved with public relations. What are we doing here, ladies and gentlemen? Who do you trust? Who do you trust? When are people going to fucking wake up and smell the coffee? They're going in through the back door. This is a Trojan horse that they're doing. They're doing a Trojan horse move. They tested it with COVID. They were kind of successful until you had people like us that tried to wake y'all up, just like now. We're telling you that they're trying to do this shit again. A Trojan is a virus, right? Could be a computer virus, right? A Trojan horse was a clever trick by the Greeks to end a 10-year-long war with Troy in Troy, a city in Asia Minor, which was mentioned in the Iliad. Yesterday, I kid you not. Yesterday, I kid you not. I had posted up a tweet. Basically, with this tweet, I said that I was at Five Below with my man, and we saw books. And y'all know I love books. I love to read. The shit that last chick was saying we don't like to do as black people. So, of course, he he says, he's snapping his fingers, basically. I'm going to show you guys a tweet because I'm going to show you guys how I'm aligned properly. I am aligned properly with this situation. Spirit told me I had to speak on this situation because of the connection, right? So let me show y'all why this is hilarious about the Trojan horse real quick. Okay. I'm in shock, actually. Okay, so I'm going to show you guys. This is what my phone says. I was shopping at Five Below, and my man pointed out a book, The Odyssey. He kept snapping his fingers trying to remember something, so I said, conspiracies to the pyramids. We could talk hip-hop to the Iliad. And I smiled, because that's my song, Oscar the Grouch, right? The next line after that was when I said, I'm on an odyssey, bitch. I learned life the hard way. So the Iliad and the Odyssey is why I'm peeping the Trojan horse. Because you have to read the Iliad and the Odyssey. So it says, the Trojan horse was a wooden horse, a horse, you see, said to have been used to the Greeks during the Trojan War to enter the city of Troy to win the war. The Trojan horse is not mentioned in Homer's Iliad, with the poem ending before the war is concluded, and is only briefly mentioned in the Odyssey. And that's the book that we saw. It was called the Odyssey. So it says, after 10 years siege, the Greeks constructed a large, huge wooden horse at the behest of Odysseus. I probably said that wrong. I'm not going to try it again. And hid a select force of men inside, including Odysseus himself. The Greeks pretended to sail away, and the Trojans pulled the horse into the city as a victory trophy. That night, the Greek force crept out of the horse and opened the gates for the rest of the Greek army, which sailed back under the cover of darkness. The Greeks entered, destroyed the city, ending the war. This is what the fuck they are doing in the comments. In the comments section. They are sending their men and women into the comments section, like I keep saying. When are you guys going to stop falling for it? And I've already said that people will say you're a hater. You're a hater, Minx. She's just educating. No, she's not. No, she's not educating anybody. She's basically gaslighting the public and telling the public that y'all don't need to be questioning nothing. Y'all don't have to be questioning a damn thing, because I'm talking to you like I'm one of you. I'm talking to you like I'm one of you. So I'ma say nigga, so you can accept me as one of you. Yeah. Olivia Pope. Oops, I keep pushing that one. Yeah. This woman told you that you were a coon today or 2 days ago. You're acting like coons. Yeah. Go play that shit somewhere else, honey. That ain't it. You are up.